views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience relief as you connect to your intuition and your insight. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I have been traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and also as an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation founded by Nassim Haramein. I have been provided with many, many opportunities to meet really cool people, open-minded people from around the world, you know, visionaries and authors, speakers, magicians, people who like to move energy. And it is a pleasure for me to share all of this information in an expansive way so that it can empower others to ride the wave of your infinite potential. If you have a bother today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is back by popular demand, Phil Free. I met Phil at a Yuen Method certification in November of 2008. And we've been working together, I guess, for the last 6 years ever since. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He's bilingual. He received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles, California in 2001. And Phil met Dr. Yuen in 1998, which is like around, 16 years ago. And at that time, Phil was affected by allergy symptoms, and during his first session, he experienced the instant relief and instant results, and that led him to want to learn more. And so he bought one of Dr. Yuen's books, and then eventually attended seminars in 2003. And he's been participating in workshops and teleconferences ever since and before that. And so he continues to apply this method in his everyday life. And feels that, others can benefit from it too. So Phil's been living up and down the coast of California, and he just settled into Tucson in 2009 with his family. So he's on here. Welcome, Phil, to The Truth Is Funny.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. It's great to have you back here.
Thanks.
And especially bring that sunshine from Arizona, spread it around a little.
Sure.
It's cool. Yeah. So how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm really well. I was out last night. I had my interview with John Burgess. It was called Beyond the Ordinary. And then I had went off to see Bryan Adams in concert in an intimate setting. And it was really cool. Lots and lots of fun. He sang for 2 hours straight and just an amazing musician. Just an acoustic guitar, his voice, and he had a piano player part of the time. So it was really, really cool. Still really enjoyed, like the vibes from it were really awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Phil, tell us about, you. Like, what has been your experience from learning how to move energy, and how do you use it in your day-to-day life? And
Well, I use it a lot. I mean, for me, like you said, it started a long, long time ago for me. I wasn't really satisfied with a lot of the medical practices or the outcomes of them. So I always was looking for something else. So when I came across, or when I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Ewan, and I took that, and then, you know, that kind of confirmed for me that there were other ways of handling issues that were not just taking medicines. So that started, well, I didn't really start my pursuit, but continued or heavily pushed my pursuit, let's say, of, you know, my own awareness. So that's what it really came down to, and it comes down to for me these days, is just becoming more self-aware and being a more conscious creator of my reality. And so I use these tools to do that.
Yeah, and you know, we're always we're steering our reality 24/7. And so that awareness, do you want to tell us about that? Like, how do you feel that? What comes to you around that?
Well, based on, you know, where we met and all that, I mean, we were trained to sort of think outside the box and identify energy perhaps in non-traditional ways. So that's helped me tremendously. It helps me to notice, I mean, in general terms, I would say when the energy goes haywire or out of balance in some way. And you know, everybody has abilities, has sensors to feel that within themselves. So it's learning how to tune into that, and also learning what to listen to from our mind and what not to listen to from our mind. And so as we do that process over and over again, we become more specific with ourselves, and we get to know our mind better, get to know what is useful information, what is not so useful information. So really our process changes, and it's very, very helpful in terms of just recognizing when we are balanced and when we're not. And so it puts an emphasis on acting in balance, living in balance, thinking in balance, planning in balance, etc.
Having your feet out from underneath you, so that you're always like able to catch your balance. And as you, what is your experience? Because I mean, 16 years ago you met Dr. Ewan. Like, that changes a person when you meet him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. One of a few, but definitely one of the leading people for me. It changed my life because, like I said, it was a confirmation for me that there were other ways, and that there are other effective ways, and maybe even more effective ways than the traditional ways. So it was kind of like a welcome home thing, more than like an amazed feeling. It was just more like, oh, now this proves what I've always known, in a sense. And for sure. I mean, it's allowed me to operate with, you know, a lot more confidence, knowing that there are other people who do this, who have created modalities around it, you know, who have devoted their lives to this, who continuously practice this. I mean, it gives me the knowledge, the awareness that I'm not the only one, that, and I also see the results. That's the thing. If I didn't experience results for myself, then I wouldn't have continued, you know. So through this, you know, through that method and through other things, it's just I find that, as long as I'm experiencing results in the direction that I want, I'm creating more of what I want, I'm able to solve issues for myself or those around me or those who want it, then that's the bottom line. And that's what I get the most out of.
Well, I remember when we were at certification, that was in California, like I said, back in 2008, and I was scanning the room, which you can do, to see like, okay, who's the strongest at doing this here right now? And that was you. And I was like, you know, you can put it out there that, you know, you want to work with people that will improve you and attract people automatically that are going to improve your situation. And so that's been like one of the great pluses for me, is when you start being aware of your energy and you start really like, you know, testing that energy for yourself, that you start realizing who you're strong to, what you're strong to, and then you move forward in a strong way. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Energy Mover. Feel free. We are taking a short intermission. We love to hear from you. Call in 1-800-930-2819, and let's make some shift happen.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a full-filled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan, with my guest today, talented musician, energy mover, Phil Free. We love to hear from you. Call in if you'd like at 1-800-930-2819. But before we go on, Phil, can you just share your contact information with everyone so I don't forget?
Whatphil@hotmail.com. The word what, WHATPHIL, like my name, at hotmail.com.
There, I love it. You're very simple. So I understand you're also offering a free 20-minute session by phone for the first person that emails you at that address, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Phil, for your generosity. So I'm just kind of laughing because my Brian, the producer of this show, is playing a lot of Brian for me right now. Thank you, Brian. So, Phil, like we were talking about the changes that this has made for you and how you use this method. What have you noticed for like the people around you, and like what are you noticing about that in general for people?
Well, I feel that most people, you know, who've had sessions, you know, benefit from it. I mean, I do get the rare, you know, person who doesn't seem to want to shift, or doesn't really, you know, they're not very open usually as a person, really. But yeah, generally most people do shift, and they like the results, and you know, the results are pretty immediate. So I see it all the time when I, you know, work on somebody. I mean, I don't want to say I expect it, because it's not a good thing to have those kinds of expectations when you're working like this. But you know, when it's all said and done and I have a chance to like look in retrospect, I mean, I really feel like I want to have something near 100% success, if not 100%.
May as well go for the best.
Right.
Yeah.
So I see it all the time. Like I said, if everything is in balance, or if I'm, you know, in the right frame of mind, in the right place, then shifts should happen. You know, if the other person's willing, they will happen.
Yeah, and the experience is too that, you know, letting go of any judgment around that.
Right.
Because the thing is that, you know, it's a 50-50 thing. Like, you know, people and not judging the results by how fast they happen too sometimes. Because the results can be immediate, but sometimes people aren't just quite ready to shift that fast. And so it might take them a little bit longer. And that's their journey. And, you know, as a practitioner of energy moving, you have to be in a position where you allow yourself to just let the person determine the result for themselves. You can feel when the energy is shifting and just stay, you know, let go of any judgment around that. Everybody's on their own journey. We're all unique, and we're all unique in, you know, in the ways we react to things. So, you know, for yourself, like you're a dad, how is it, what's your experience with raising children with this?
Good. I mean, yeah, it's good. I take, you know, when I use this to solve all kinds of issues with my kids. I mean, when they have, you know, various ailments, or they get hurt or something like that, or even when they're bickering amongst each other, or even if one of them has an individual problem. So really it's full spectrum. I mean, anything that really bothers them, we can apply, you know, this knowledge, this awareness, and it changes them. So, you know, some of my girls have never been to the doctor, you know, and they're healthy and doing well. And, you know, we don't need to go because, you know, we get the thing solved, or we don't get ourselves in those situations to begin with, you know? So overall, you know, there's a lot of benefit to that. I don't know what it saved me in terms of health costs or that kind of thing, or doctor visits or that kind of thing, but I'm sure it's, you know, been very beneficial.
Okay. So, you know, what you're talking about is like, you know, preventative too, like not just preventative medicine, but preventative for, not going down past that, maybe, or the, like, no judgment here, whether you're going down the long, you know, the long road or the short road. Having said that, you know, it is a choice, right? For mm-hmm. people to, you know, people make choices. And generally I find that the short road's a little bit more pleasant, you know, or the scenic route, you know, rather than the, you know, having to really struggle route. mm-hmm. And so a lot of times when people are weak energetically to what they're doing, they don't recognize that, you know, what they think the problem is actually not what the problem is. You know, I had someone email me here, and she can't be on the show. She can't phone in, but she really wanted to have this worked on. Everything in her life is going really, really smoothly. She's really enjoying herself. She's 57. But the one thing that's really bugging her is that excess weight around her middle. So when you tune into this woman's energy, you know, what are you getting?
Okay, well, so again, we're going to use our unconventional out of the box, you know. But for me, you know, I obviously don't know her, but I tune into the energy. So I tune into what you said starting there, you know. So I just look at the words you use and everything. And so what stands out to me is the word middle. And so being in the middle of things seems to be a weakness for her. Any kind of experience of being in the middle. So that could be a lot of things, whether it's being a middle child or being in the middle of a crowd. Just so when, in other words, if she's not first or last, too. So that's another way of looking at it. And then you know, anytime I will mention something like that, I'll look at the opposite of it too. So like, if she isn't first or last, and if she's not in the middle, so basically just the opposites of what I was just addressing a second ago. So we, you know, I'll look at that, and if there's any, if I sense anything out of balance there, you know, we'll shift the energy as well. But to continue with this woman, just. You know, people go through frustrations, so like self frustrations and non-constructive thinking. So let's just neutralize her, and then her thinking has been kind of weakening her, if you'd like, or just not helping her in terms of getting to the solution and applying it. So just straighten out some of what she thinks about all this and about weight and some of her perceptions, the misinformation, what others have said, and the judgment she's carried for herself and that others have carried and that other people carry in general.
Yeah, because it's interesting too, because I also had someone contact me this morning. Her daughter's competing at Worlds, and she's going to try and call in here if, you know, she can get away for a minute. But this whole thing about being first or last, or being judged in the middle, that energy's been coming in a lot for a lot of people, and it's really interesting because this young lady who's dancing at Worlds right now, she was just in a competition in I think Scotland or Ireland, and it's Celtic dance, and she placed I think 29th out of 160 at her first competition of this level. So she's really doing awesome. But what came up was like the you know, just before, a week before, she had a bad sprain in her ankle. And it's kind of like, if you have a sprained ankle, then you can't be, you don't have to dance as well. Like, there's a reason why you wouldn't make it to the top. And so it's people finding reasons to make it to the top. And once that was resolved, where that was really coming from, her ankle was 100%, and she was able to, you know, about 5 days before you're going into competition like that. People will find ways to sabotage themselves in ways and they don't realize that they are. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody. If anyone who's feeling caught in the middle right now, you know, that you can't excel and be the best, or you don't want to be the worst.
Right.
So it's that kind of energy coming in, you know, being judged and being placed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's Karen on the line right now, speaking of. Are you there, Karen?
I am here. Hello.
Hi. Where are you?
I'm in New York, Larchmont, New York.
Okay, it sounds like you're in another planet.
I feel like I'm on another planet.
So how did it go?
I've got a lot of jet lag. It went fantastic. I heard you talking about it a little bit on the show, and it was interesting because my husband texted me like 3 days into it and was like, so how's her foot? We had completely forgotten about the foot because it was never an issue from the time she got off the plane to dance. So, you know, I'd probably be the first person to speak of the unbelievable ability to shift what we're experiencing using energy work. And my daughter would probably be the first to, you know, how it can just change from something you're feeling a lot of thoughts and emotions and thinking that it's going to prevent you from doing what you want to do, and yet you connect to the energy around it, and then maybe even, you know, I'm a practitioner myself, but in that situation, I'm not the best person to work on her.
Karen, can you hold on? We're going to go to break, and then Phil and I will address some of this stuff if you just hold on when we come back. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some more shift happen.
Mm-hmm. trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
On The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. I have you in Method Practitioner. Feel free here with me today. And we are clearing energy via the Higher Self Network. Call in at 1-800-930-2819 if something's bothering you, and we'll make some shift happen. We also have Karen on the line, who just returned from a dance competition at the world level. Karen, are you still there?
I am.
Awesome. No. So so the ankle, we were just talking about how your daughter sprained her ankle just before she was leaving for this competition and how it's really solid now. So tell us about it. What happened?
Oh. Well, she was probably feeling a lot of stress from her teacher and was really trying to master doing spins and was having a lot of issues with doing spins. And was feeling like she was getting it slowly compared to everyone else. And then she went to practice and just tweaked her ankle and couldn't walk on it at all the next day. So we didn't go to school because in our school you have to have a doctor's note. And I didn't really want to do that. I figured, you know, with energy work, I could try to shift whatever corner we're about to be shoved into with a diagnosis or something like that and just leave ourselves open, giving it at least 3 days. And bit by bit, we worked with you. She never practiced until the day before her first competition overseas, so she had taken 8 days off. And the day she competed, she had no pain at all.
Awesome.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, normally when people do that, they have a long period of time where, you know, they go back and it hurts a bit, and they have to go through this whole icing thing and days, and she just took basically 6 or 7 days off, went back full speed.
You know, that's awesome. Like, I had I used to dance with this group when I lived in Saskatchewan, and one of the ladies was doing her first solo, and she fractured her ankle and was, like, so sad because she wasn't going to be able to do the solo. And I worked with her, and you know, and she ended up doing the being able to dance in high heels, no problem, like within 3 days. And so, you know, these are the sorts of things that can happen. Phil, what are you picking up about if there's any residual left around this ankle? I'm getting there's still something there. Are you getting that?
Well, we can certainly look at the future and strengthen her for future fears or any recreation of these kind of events, you know, and then any reason to recreate this. So same thing. And then, you know, and then anybody around her, same thing, wanting to recreate this for her or any other sort of karma or anything like that. So we're just strengthen all that or strengthen her to all those things. And, you know, she'll be fine.
Yeah, she's very, very, when I work with her, and this is really, really important for, well, it's not important. You don't want to give anything too much importance, but, you got to have some joy, hey? And there's nothing like a bit of competition from the, you know, my daughters used to figure skate. And, you know, figure skating moms have the worst reputation, but like you'll see it in soccer parents, you'll see it in, you know, in every sport, in every dance, you know, and then a lot of times what's coming up for, how did she do in the competition?
She got 29th out of 166 dancers. So
wow,
this is, she's only been competing on this level for, probably about 6 or 8 months. So most of these girls that are at this, you know, in the top 30 or 40 have been at this level for the last 3 or 4 years. So she's breaking into it and starting to make a name for herself. So she's, her ultimate goal is to recall at the world. So be in the top 30% of the dancers that have earned the honors to go to world competition.
Okay. So we want to strengthen her. Right when you say that, like, to heck with the top 30%. Let's get her
exactly
strong to
right.
Being at the top. Phil.
Yeah.
Well.
Or being at the bottom. You're already, when
well,
you're
here, here's
at that level,
that I, this
you're
is also what I'm
winner.
Calling in about is during the whole week or her competitions, my heart races like a madman. Like, I get these vibrations in my chest and my heart is beating and beating and beating. And I've had it probably the last 5 days around the competition. I had an episode yesterday in the middle of the day. And then today, my chest just feels tight. Like, I'm not sure if I feel like I'm coming out with the flu or, you know, I don't really believe in any of that stuff. So whatever I got going on, chest, heart, something.
Phil.
And I feel like it's related to holding her back because she connects to
yeah.
me so much.
Phil, what are you getting?
Right. Okay. So, the restriction in the chest. You know, so let's just look at that first. Coming up, like, just experience of being restricted, of being suffocated. So we're just going to neutralize that and any, just going to clear that for the whole family, really. And, and then just, so then the worry of, you know, of success, too. It's like Colette alluded to that earlier in the show, or maybe it was on one of the breaks, I'm not sure, but talking about how people find ways to sabotage themselves when they're close to what they want. So we could just eliminate that sort of thinking or behavior for her and for you. And also just any sort of panic, any sort of hyperventilating energy, and just also... people are kind of, you know, we're shown so many instances of people acting nervous and parents being nervous and mothers being nervous for their children and things like that. It's almost like that's a learned behavior that we don't have very many other examples of how else to act, really. So, let's, you know,
right.
Let's just neutralize that. Let's just keep neutral to that. In other words, let's send me to that. So that really, even if you don't know how to act, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just that whether you know how to act or how to be, it doesn't matter. You could be okay with, you know, being nervous or being calm, and there's no right or wrong way to be, you know?
Yeah. And there's a thing there about the judging. Okay. And about, the purpose of these competitions, okay? So that's coming up as defining what the purpose of the competition is for yourself when you're in a competition at this level, and also defining what is it about in the collective influence I'm getting. So, you know, there are politics in everything. And so we just strengthen that. Like, you know, you can take, for instance, you know, the Canadian, both Canadian hockey teams, men and women, winning the gold in Russia. In Russia, it would be acceptable for Canadians to win 2 gold medals in hockey. That's what it came up with for me when I was working with this. So we want to just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, if you're going to dance, first and foremost, dance for joy. And then if you're watching your daughter dance, watch her with joy in your heart. So it's kind of like tuning your heartbeat into the joy rather than the footsteps, because that girl's doing Celtic dance. And if your heart is catching on every single step she makes while she's dancing, that might create a little a lack. I mean, that girl can dance fast, right?
Yeah.
And her, you know, her feet are moving really quickly. And it's in leaps and bounds is what I'm coming up. It's a dance of joy. To see your daughter dance at that level is the most joy. Like my daughter, as I said, was both my daughters have been in competing at the national level and world level of sports. And one of the proudest moments was when my oldest daughter, she was competing. It was really like a year's work. And she went out there and she fell on like 13 out of 16 jumps, you know. And it's very embarrassing when you're out there and devastating. And as a mother in the audience, you know, your heart catching and just the sadness. And so we just strengthen you to that, you know, you're not going to worry if she's going to trip or fall. And that, you know, that was my proudest moment because my daughter, when that happened, she handled it so well. I was like, wow, you know. And that was before I knew how to do what I was doing now. So this is something to, for all you moms listening out there, you know, enjoy your children and don't worry. So we're going to take a quick intermission again. And when we go to break, we will just come back and we'll work some more on this. This is The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all
listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny with my guest today, Phil Free. And we're clearing energy, more fun, less struggle, less suffer. We're going to work on the shift of the week. I just wanted to just double check if Karen is off the line now, or are you still there, Karen?
I am still here.
Oh, good. Okay. So how are you? How is your heart?
My heart feels good. My chest still feels a little bit tight, but it's actually bordering between sort of just tingling and tight. I feel a little bit of both at the same time.
Yeah, Phil, are you, like, because there's about 1% still there, I'm getting. That's not quite strong.
Well, so if she's just neutral to that tingling, then, you know, that tightness will just leave.
And I'm getting that that's your heart swelling with pride.
Oh, wow.
It's okay to be proud. There we go. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for phoning in, Karen, and congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
And congratulations
to
your daughter. Yes.
All right. Great. Have a good one. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Phil, for the group, we were just talking on the break here. What do you want to work on here? To strengthen everybody listening in now or later?
Well, strengthen with knowledge and, you know, and purpose, really. And, you know, so what, you know, you were asking me some questions at the beginning. I feel like you're asking also about, you know, how I use this. Well, I feel like it's important, not important necessarily, but it's helpful to know why we're doing this and what the results are of doing this and what are the benefits of doing this. And I would say one of the greatest benefits that everybody listening, you know, could get from this or from us is understanding that that we all have our own connection. You know, we all have this sort of, the internet is just like a form of telepathic communication in a sense, and that we are all connected, and there's no person left out or who's unable to do this or unable to feel energy at all. I mean, so with that in mind, we learn to become our own authority. What does that mean? That means that we look for the answers within, and we find the answers within, and we find the best answer for our solution, for our situation, excuse me. And when we apply the best solution to the situation that we're in, then we get the results we're looking for. And that is something that I feel that everyone on this planet can achieve. They can all find the authority within, tell the difference between when they're balanced and when they're not balanced, and make self-adjustments and just assist others in pointing out, you know, when the energy for them is not, you know, then we won't really need anybody to do this as a job. You know, everybody can do this just in their life, you know, and it's just, oh, something's out of balance. You know, there's the rest of the group is there to pick you up immediately or point it out to you immediately, or, you know, if you want that. So, you know, it could really become a very strong support system. And, you know, people look to me or you because we've established this to a degree within ourselves. And we've established a certain amount of reliability within ourselves to get answers, to get accurate answers, and to apply them to the solutions at hand. So if everybody understood that they could do that, and they not only understood, but they knew that they can do that, it would change the world, and it would change the world really quick. So it starts really with just knowing that we all have that connection. We all have that ability, and that absolutely no one is left out.
This has taken me back to when we were at certification in 2008, because there's, I don't know, 40 some people there, and we were all asked to just, you know, introduce ourselves and, you know, talk about why we were there, or, you know, what we wanted from this. And I remember you were the first one to get up and speak. And you kind of set the standard really high because the other people were like, their mouths dropped open because they were like, you were talking about what the benefits that it could bring the world. And you were talking about, you know, peace on earth and about, you know, sustained living for the planet and, you know, supporting each other in community and all of those beautiful things. And a lot of other people were there, man, I just wanted to get rich or I just wanted to get a good job or I just, you know, and so you set the bar really high. At that event. And, you know, and this is about setting the bar. You know, the average person's only using about maybe 4-5% of their potential, and we're infinite beings with infinite potential. And we have, when, you know, it would be very challenging, I guess, to be 100% of the time. We all have our moments where we're not going to be. But in that split second, when you get to 100% potential for yourself, you can move into infinite potential and beyond. And when you move into that space, in that moment when you make your choices, that's when you can really make some incredible choices and you can really move some energy. And it's fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hey, may I share one more sort of insight that I have about this or to the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I notice that, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Why don't you continue? I'll get back to it.
Okay, this happens sometimes when you're shifting energy. What happens is you're using both sides of your brain and, you know, to do it. And your logic, you're letting go of your mind and then using your mind to run the energy. And so sometimes what will happen when something's being cleared, you'll lose your train of thought and, you know, it'll just be gone. And generally, like between practitioners, anyone that's moving energy, we'll just start to laugh and go, oh, well, it doesn't matter anymore because right. It's obviously cleared. But what I'm getting, what you were picking up is giving yourself permission. Okay, so go ahead.
All right. Basically, yeah, I noticed that we talk about creating a reality and consciously creating a reality. And a lot of people don't really... sounds good, but they have no idea what that means or how that translates. And I'll give a very, very simple example that anybody can understand, you know, to understand how this works. And we also hear things like our thoughts are powerful, but again, and I mean, how are they powerful? So I'll give a very example tying those two points together. I'd like every listener who's on the radio or listening here today, look around them right now and look at the objects, the man-made objects that are around you. Everything that you see around you was a thought before it was a reality. Even if it was mass produced, somebody had to decide, hey, you know, they had to design that, you know, and then they had to decide a number, like I want 500 or 5 million produced or whatever it is. So everything was a thought before it was a reality. And so if we want to create the reality, if we want to create heaven on earth, if we want to create a beautiful life for ourselves, it's time to begin to imagine, to visualize it. I'm not into visualization techniques or anything, but even for a moment, just get in touch with what we want to create and put our energy there and take conscious steps of actions to create that. And it won't take long before the world around us matches the world in our mind if we are strong to what we imagine and continue to put more energy into that than into thoughts and things that really aren't helpful for ourselves or the rest of humanity. And that's how we can transform the world, just by the way we think and by the way we live.
Awesome. Like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that we're running out of time here. But I wanted to allow, you know, make sure you were able to finish that thought. That's, you know, awesome. And thank you so much for being on the show, Phil. And thank you for, you know, all your work.
Sure, absolutely.
And I also want to thank Karen for calling in. This is Colette Marie Steffen. This is The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. And you can like me on my new Facebook on Colette or The Truth is Funny with Colette. And that you would receive it's a PDF and a recording on how to charge crystals and clear the waters of the earth and the waters within your body. I was just last night on John Borges Beyond the Ordinary show, and that is still up. I'm sure that you can still access that. My interview with Sue Fellows for her telesummit. We had technical difficulties. That's going to be on March 4th. I'm at Spring Festival on April 25th and 27th, and also the Energetic Upgrades with Mark Kattenbach seminars in May and in September in Toronto and in Germany and Vancouver. So just go to www.thetruthisfunny.com, and love to hear from you. Bye for now, and thank you, Phil. Thank
you,
listeners.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.